Hollywood celebrates women.
A new day is on the horizon.
Author defends White House portrayal.
Everything in the book is true.
Concern about kids and their devices.
They are glued to their smartphones as much as possible.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. At the Golden Globes, the color was black, the issue was the fight against sexual harassment, and the star was Oprah. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
From the very start of last night's show, the sexual harassment scandal engulfing Hollywood was the dominant subject.
For the male nominees in the room tonight, this is the first time in 3 months it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud.
The host of the show, Seth Meyers, even mentioned Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. It'll sound like that.
Virtually all the women at last night's show wore black as a sign of solidarity. And on stage, some of them spoke out, including Frances McDormand.
It was really great to be a part of the tectonic shift in our industry's power structure.
But no words had as much impact as those delivered by Oprah Winfrey.
For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men, but their time is up.
As for the winners, the top film awards went to 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri and Lady Bird. Gary Oldman won for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. On the TV side, the miniseries Big Little Lies won 4 awards. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Golden Globes in Beverly Hills.
Much of the online buzz after the awards is encouragement for an Oprah Winfrey presidential run in 2020. Her longtime partner Stedman Graham suggested to the LA Times she would absolutely do it, but it's up to the people. Now let's turn to the White House. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is there and joins us with the latest on a bestseller that's all about the Trump administration. Stephen?
The author of the book Fire and Fury was on CBS this morning. Michael Wolff says the president's competence has been frequently questioned by his staff.
There are many moments in which the 25th Amendment has come up.
That amendment gives the cabinet and the vice president the power to sideline the president if they determine he's unable to discharge his duties. Presidential aide Stephen Miller blasted Wolff's work as grotesque on CNN.
The author is a garbage author of a garbage book.
Yesterday, ex-advisor Steve Bannon issued a statement attempting to smooth things over with his former boss. Bannon insists some of his comments in the book, said to be directed at Mr. Trump's eldest son, were actually focused on then-campaign chair Paul Manafort. The president, who now calls himself a very stable genius, is now calling Bannon Sloppy Steve. Steve?
Well, things went from unbearable to underwater at New York's JFK Airport. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says last week's snowstorm left passengers stranded, but that was just the start of a tale of misery.
Delays and cancellations led to confusion.
I am so angry, words can't even express how I feel right now.
And mass frustration from passengers.
We want a refund. We want to be compensated.
Sunday afternoon, it got worse when a water main break closed down most of Terminal 4. Crews worked to quickly sweep the floodwaters into the street. But with nearly 3 inches of water gushing into the terminal, most of it was closed and power temporarily shut off, leaving travelers in the dark and without heat in frigid temperatures.
The flooded terminal reopened overnight. The brutal cold is blamed for the pipe break, and that bone-chilling cold that hit the upper half of the country is beginning to ease up. 2 major Apple investors say they're concerned that kids are becoming addicted to their iPhones and other devices, and they want the tech giant to do something about it. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
New York-based JANA Partners and the California State Teachers Retirement System together hold about $2 billion worth of Apple stock, enough to get Apple's attention, says the Wall Street Journal's David Benoit, but not necessarily enough to force change yet.
They're going to need a lot of other investors in Apple to stand up and say, we think this is serious.
A growing scientific consensus says this is serious, with smartphone addiction linked to obesity, attention deficits, and depression in kids. The problem, as only a few Silicon Valley insiders will admit, is that internet addiction is virtually hardwired into the industry's business model. Steve?
Well, it's called Zuma, but we don't know much more than that about a secret satellite launched into space by the private SpaceX company from Cape Canaveral. Launch commentary ended 5 minutes after liftoff because of the classified nature of the project. People living near Air Force bases are calling for action after experts detected toxic chemicals that may have seeped into groundwater. CBS's Barry Peterson is at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado.
It's always in the back of my mind of what's lurking down there.
Because, for 25 years, Dan Cruz delivered mail here and drank the water. Then came cancer, thyroid, prostate, testicular. He says never before seen in his family.
I'm the only one that's been diagnosed with cancer. Not once, not twice, but three times. People on my route, cancer has come upon them, and sometimes it's stage four.
The cause could be firefighting foam used since the 1970s at Air Force bases and airports across the country. One study based on EPA's test results show as many as 6 million people may be exposed nationwide to PFCs in their drinking water at higher levels than the EPA now deems safe.
The deadline's today for the Trump administration to decide whether to extend protections that would allow 200,000 Salvadorans to stay in this country legally. Protections ended last year for people from Haiti and Nicaragua. A judge in L.A. today will try to sort out two conflicting Charles Manson wills and claims by purported relatives and a pen pal. Manson, the murderous cult leader, died in November at 83. Well, it's one of the unique and memorable moments in the 1967 hit song Nights in White Satin. The flute solo by Ray Thomas of the Moody Blues, who died of cancer late last week at 76. The news comes just months before the band will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Groups that have called for boycotts of Israel are no longer welcome there. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Israel says members of 20 international groups that support a boycott against the Jewish state will be banned from entering the country. The government said it's part of the struggle against the incitement and lies of the boycott organizations, which seek to delegitimize the state of Israel. Among the organizations targeted is an American Quaker group, which has won a Nobel Peace Prize. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Well, if you missed it, the two big lottery prizes worth nearly $1 billion total were won over the weekend. The Mega Millions winning ticket sold at a store in Port Richey, Florida, and the sole ticket in the Powerball game was bought by someone in Merrimack, New Hampshire. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, the 8th of January. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.